Blog Talk Radio.
Sister Roby.
Do it either. God is.
Jesus.
He
God bless you all. We thank God for you all for this beautiful morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank God for another opportunity to come on early Sunday morning prayer. We thank God for our calls, Sister Ruby Larry. I'm going to ask her, is there anybody else on the line where we can know, where we can go forth and pray on this morning? Sister Ruby.
Oh, not at this point.
All right. Amen. Amen. Well, we'll open up with a word of prayer. We're just so thankful to you all tuning in this morning. Amen. Truly, again, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Again, we thank you for tuning in to early Sunday morning prayer. Destiny Ministries, amen, amen. Truly, God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. We're going to open up with the scripture. We're going to read Psalm 1:1-6, and we're going to pray. Hallelujah. There is some special prayer request. Amen. Amen. We want to pray this morning for Pastor Edward Hamilton. We're going to pray this morning for Prophetess Theodora Glover. We're going to pray for the sick and afflicted. We're going to pray for the saints everywhere. We're going to pray for this nation as a whole. We're going to pray for our family. We're going to pray for our governments. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for these strongholds. Amen. We're going to pray against imaginations this morning. We're going to bind and we're going to loose on this morning. Amen. Amen. Psalm 1, amen, the first 6 verses, only 6 verses in this psalm. It said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen, amen. We thank God this morning, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for being wonderful this morning. We thank you for being mighty in the earth. We thank you for the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And they that dwell in it, they belong to you, Lord God. Oh, God, we come to you this morning, born with another opportunity, God, to lift up your name and give you praise. Another opportunity to tell you how wonderful you are. Another opportunity to tell you how thankful we are. Hallelujah. The psalm writer said, what shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? Hallelujah. We shall take the cup of salvation this morning, and we're going to call on the name of the Lord, for we know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous one in and near save. Oh, God, we thank you for being our strong tower this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for having an ark of safety. We thank you for the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for you were wounded for our transgression. Hallelujah. You were bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace, it was upon you, Lord God. And with your stripes we are healed. Lord God, we bring Pastor Edward Hamilton before you this morning. With Provoke to Purpose Ministries in Houston, Texas. We bring, hallelujah, Prophetess Theodora Glover before you this morning. In Atlanta, Georgia, God, we bring your leaders to you this morning. We bring the fivefold ministry to you this morning. We bring the apostles and the prophets. We bring the pastors and the evangelists and the teachers. Oh, God, we bring our children and our grandchildren before you this morning. We bring our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, before you this morning. All those that come on this line for early Sunday morning prayer, we bring Brother Mike before you this morning. We bring Sister Carter before you this morning, God. Oh, God, we bring all of them before you this morning, God. Oh, God, and we're asking you to give us, hallelujah, to give us direction this morning. For you said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Oh, we pulling out strongholds this morning. Hallelujah, we pulling out those strongholds this morning. Hallelujah, we come against sickness this morning. We come against strokes and high blood pressure. We come against diabetes this morning. Hallelujah. We come against heart failure this morning. We come against mind battles this morning. We come against every seducing spirit. God, we come against imaginations this morning. Hallelujah. We're casting down imaginations this morning. And every high thing, Lord God, that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bring into captivity every evil thought to the obedience of Christ. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, to strengthen our bodies this morning, God. Oh, God, strengthen our bodies this morning. You made this body. You know everything there is to know about it, God. Oh, God, we bind Satan this morning. We bind the adversary this morning that's going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Oh, but he can't touch us because we are children of the King. We belong to the royal priesthood, God. Oh, God, help us to triumph. Help us to walk in victory, God. Help us, Lord God, to not think on our ourselves more highly than we are to. Oh, God, but help us to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for being merciful. We thank you for being kind. We thank you for being gracious this morning. Send your angels of healing this morning to Pastor Hamilton. Send your angels of mercy this morning to Theodora Glover, God. We're asking you to touch their bodies, God. Raise them up to do the work that you have called them to do, God. For you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. And you also said that our weapons are not carnal. Oh, God, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We bless you this morning, for we're walking in authority. We're walking in peace this morning. We're victorious in every situation. God, we won't complain this morning. We're going to give you glory, God, for you are able to keep us. Hey, God, you say when the enemy comes in like a flood, you would raise up the standard against them. Oh, God, we thank you for the standard of holiness this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for the standard of righteousness this morning. We thank you for the standard, Lord God, of peace. We thank you for the standard of love this morning. For you said in your word, with love and kindness have I drawn you. Oh, God, we bless you this morning, God. God, and as we get ready to go to the different houses of worship this morning, oh, God, let us go with a thankful heart. Let us go with peace in our soul, God. Peace in our spirit, Lord God. Oh, God, let us go to receive something from you, Lord God, where we'll be able to be equipped, God, where we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Oh, bless us, Lord God. Give us strength, Lord God. Give your angels in charge over us this morning, God. And as we go through the dangerous streets, God, oh, shield and protect us, Lord God. Give us a word to speak to your people, Lord God, that they would be encouraged, God, that they would be enlightened, God, that they would have the fortitude to hold on to your unchanging hand, Lord God. God, we thank you this morning for our children and our grandchildren. We thank you for this nation as a whole this morning. Continue to bless the first family, the president, our CEO, God, President Barack Obama. Remember the first family, First Lady Michelle Obama, and our children, God. Remember our governments this morning. Remember our troops, Lord God. Oh, God, remember those, your people in Syria, God. All souls belong to you, Lord God. Oh, we're looking to you, Lord God. We asking you to bless the service on this evening, Pastor Lois McCullough, God. Oh, God, sanctify our word, God. A word that would transform, a word that would encourage, a word that would heal this morning. Bless Brother Mike as he speaks, hallelujah, at Restoration for Life this afternoon also, God. Oh, God, we grateful to you. Hallelujah. Remember my grandchildren this morning. Remember Kevin, Rayel, Dariel, and Lamondo. Remember Caden and Bentley and Bailey, God. Remember my mother this morning. Continue to strengthen her, God. Strengthen her body, God. Remember my siblings, Lord. Remember Dawn and Jarvis and Naja, God. Oh, God, I can't call all of them name, but you know who they are one by one. Bless our whole Sister Ruby Larry, Lord God. We thank you for Sister Ruby this morning. We asking you to continue to touch her body, strengthen her body, God. Remember her family as a whole, God. Remember our grandson, oh, and our son-in-law. Remember our sisters and our brother. Remember our brother, Lord God, that had the surgery, Lord God. Oh, bring healing to his body, God. Healing to his mind, God. Oh, saved by your mighty hand. Saved by your power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the saints all over the land, God. Remember Evangelist Sharon Phillips, God. Continue to strengthen her, God. Touch her heart, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, remember Pastor Jackie this morning, God. Prophet Michael Davis and Prophet Carlos Pearson, God. We praying for them this morning. And all of our listeners that come on each and every day, God. Those out in radio land, those that come on the archives, those that come in the chat room, liberal, Democrat, patriots, glad God, we thank God for them. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for being a God that always answers, for being a God that always comes to our rescue. Remember Danielle this morning, God. Remember all those that are in prison and all that are sick and shut in this morning. Oh, God, go to Angola, Louisiana, and touch my son, God. Oh, God, give him a new mind, God. Draw him closer to you, Lord God. Oh, God, we asking you all these blessings in the mighty, wonderful name of Jesus Christ. God, we'll be careful. We'll be careful to give you the praise. We'll be careful to give you the glory. We'll be careful to give you the honor that you're so deserving of. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. Sister Ruby, somebody else can go forward. No. We'll shut ya. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
started, God. Remember our Facebook family, God. Remember those that are on Twitter, God. Remember your pastors all over the nation, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Such a merciful time.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, your people. Hallelujah. This morning. We thank you for our founder and host, Evangelist Bernard. Lord, we just for you bringing her and sending her, and not only that, in choosing her to come forth with this broadcast and all the different scriptures and the different things that you have given her to come forth, all of the speakers. We thank you and we praise you because we know that without you being on this line and orchestrating it and putting it all together and saying, what thus say the Lord, we know we wouldn't be anywhere without you. This would just be a talking point on this broadcast. But we thank you this morning, Lord Jesus, that we know that it's you that is orchestrating this broadcast. We know that it's you that is orchestrating this Sunday early morning prayer. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We know it's you that's sending on your precious people to hear this broadcast, because you said in your word that you will send them from the north, south, east, and west. And we are witness because we call, they call in, Lord Jesus, and we say, who invited you? Where are you calling from? And Lord Jesus, we have covered a lot of these different states in our union. And for that, we're so grateful. We thank you so very much this morning that you have allowed us to be up and about with health and wealth, as you see in you, Jesus, that we would come forth, that you chose us to be on this broadcast, that you chose Evangelist Bernard, not only chose her, but you gave it to her. You said, anything I tell you and promise, it shall come to pass. And we know it for ourselves because you left a record, hallelujah, from Genesis to Revelation. And when we look in the Holy Bible, we see that in Genesis you said, I will do, and it came to pass. All of them. In Exodus, you said, I will bring you out, and it came to pass. You sent a leader. Hallelujah. Each and every book of the Bible, hallelujah, it tells you, you will bring us out. You will set it up. Lord Jesus, we thank you for stirring up our pure heart and mind to be obedient to your word. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you for you allowing Evangelist Bernard to pray for the people today, to pray for the sick and the shut-in. Hallelujah, to pray for the families, to pray for her grandchildren and her mother and my son, my grandson, and my son-in-law, and each and every caller, and each and every listener on this broadcast, New Destiny Ministry, a time of reflection that you gave her the title for this broadcast. Lord Jesus, we pray for them. Whatever they stand in need of, Lord Jesus, you know, like I said, you know our DNA. Hallelujah, and I didn't realize that, Lord Jesus. But each and every one of us on this line, we may be made the same, but our DNA is different. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it. We thank you for saving a wretch like us and bringing us into your royal family of baptized believers and your precious people that you save all over the world. Hallelujah, you said with love that you will draw. Hallelujah, we thank you. We thank you this morning for each day, each hour we go by, Lord Jesus. We thank you for cleaning out our hearts and our minds and our souls, that we will go forth and read your words, and not only read the Holy Bible, but put it in our hearts, that we may take out what is not pleasing, that we will always know that your ministry is first and most of all about love. We gotta love each other. We gotta love the sinner man. We gotta love the sick, the shut in. Lord Jesus, we just thank you this morning for this opportunity that you have allowed us to come on and talk and preach and teach all of these men and women of God. I mean, you have sent the anointing all from heaven. Hallelujah. And you said, what does say the Lord? Lord Jesus, we can feel it. Hallelujah. You say, you'll never leave us and you'll never forsake us. Lo, I will be with you always. And Lord Jesus, you be with us through the good times. You be with us through the sickness. Hallelujah. You said, I raise you up. Just believe by faith that I will do what I said my word will do. And Lord, I'm a witness that you come in to where your precious saints are at and you fill them. I know you brought me up out of a wheelchair. I know you brought me up out of sickness that I didn't even know I had. I couldn't walk. I had to crawl around on the floor. For that, I thank you, because you came and you put me up and you straightened me, and I couldn't drive a car, and now I drive. And then most of all, you allowed me to have fellowship with my daughter. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, and I thank you for that. Hallelujah, you allowed us to get closer before you called her home. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. I appreciate you, and I love you for it, because you always know what is troubling us. You said in your words, Lord Jesus, to your church and your royal family, that you never slumber and you never asleep. You're always there. We can call our friends. We can call our mothers. We can call our fathers. Hallelujah. And they said, well, we'll call you back, or we're busy, or just leave it, or the phone will ring with no response and a voice message come on. But Lord Jesus, when we call you, you say, here I am, my child. What is it that you need of? You know, you already know everything about us, every household. Hallelujah. But you want us to speak it out of our mouth. Hallelujah. So you can go forth and heal and minister. We thank you that you put on Evangelist Bernard's spirit to pray for Pastor Hamilton. He's such a man of God. You sent him here to be a family. Every time he get on, he say, hi, family. Hallelujah. We don't know. We haven't seen him. Haven't been visiting him in person, Lord Jesus, but you said you'll know the Spirit by the Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. We thank you for Evangelist Cousin, Evangelist Glover. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. You know what her needs is. We thank you for raising her up and keep her going, Lord Jesus. Open up her ministry more, Lord Jesus. Give her the strength and help where she can go out, because she's a prophet, and she say, what does say the Lord? Hallelujah. Give her that work. Give her that strength. Take away that problem, the sickness that has took to her, Lord Jesus, and Lord, heal her. And not only heal her, Lord, give her work. Give us work in your kingdom. Give us work, Lord Jesus, to move and forth. Give us work to say a word or say a prophecy over your people that they may be healed. Hallelujah. We thank you for Dr. Singleton. Ooh, Lord Jesus, you put that word up in him. I've never heard it preached the way he did that lesson on Thursday. Lord Jesus, we thank you how you sent the word to us. Hallelujah. And it healed us. It healed us of not understanding. It healed us of wisdom. You gave us more wisdom and more understanding. Hallelujah. In your holy word. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. We thank you for the men and women of God that have came on this broadcast, the pastors, Pastor Dave, Prophet Davis, hallelujah, Pastor Pearson, hallelujah, you allowed him to put up Prophetic Tuesday, hallelujah, we thank you for it, we praise you for it, we thank you for Pastor Tillman, all the way up there in Denver, Highway and Hedges Ministry. Oh, Lord, you know how that pleases your soul when we get up and we leave out of the sanctuary and we go out into the highways and byways and we preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We ask you to equip us more. Hallelujah, to go forth. Hallelujah, to give us power from on high. You said in Acts 1 and 8, when you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost, the promise of the Father, the word of truth shall come upon you, and you shall, not will, can, how. You said you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and all the othermost parts of the earth. And Lord Jesus, we're here today on this earth, want to spread your gospel. Give us strength. Give us more knowledge. Give us more understanding. Give us more wisdom. Like you gave Solomon, he said, give us wisdom to go in and out, in and out of your people. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you allow us. We ask you to cover us with your precious blood, because the blood never loses power. It reaches to the highest mountain. It goes to the lowest valley. The blood that keeps us safe. From day to day, it will never lose its power. And we thank you. We pray for Sister Dawn this morning. Hallelujah. We pray for Javas. We pray for her family, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask you to strengthen her, Lord Jesus, to heal her. You know what every need we have. You know what everything is going through our body, or each organ, Lord Jesus. We ask you to touch it. And we thank you. And we praise you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough for what you have done for us. Lord Jesus, you said that you're married to the backslider. And we thank you. We thank you for it, because sometimes we veer off that road that you have put us on. Lord Jesus, and you said, call on me. Cry out, repent, get your heart right, hallelujah, and I'll come to you, and I'll reestablish you in my kingdom, hallelujah, because I love all of my children. You said all souls are yours in this earth, and Lord Jesus, we just thank you for it. We thank you for the word repentant, be baptized in your name, hallelujah, because you died on the cross, and you came to save your people from their sins. Hallelujah, we thank you that you chose us and deep in our darkness days, deep in sin and shame. Hallelujah, you called and say, I love you. Love is the answer. Love is the key. Lord Jesus, we ask you this morning to give us more love, the gappy love, hallelujah, that understands everything, the gappy love, to love our families, to love your husband and the wife and the family, because you originated, you made the family, you made the family after you put Adam and Eve out that garden. You made the family, family of Jesus Christ, the righteous. Hallelujah, and you choose them, Lord Jesus. We praying this morning for marriages. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, we pray that you would send them and change them into a spiritual marriage. Hallelujah, as the words say. Hallelujah, to love yourself more than to love your mate more than you love yourself. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We want to understand and we want to walk in your will and your way because we want to be obedient. Without faith and without obedience, hallelujah, we can't serve you, Lord Jesus. But we know that we want you to teach us in your word. We want to get more of your word, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for this broadcast because every day you come on with a different mindset, a different attitude, a different attitude we brought on when we read your word and it gets deep in our heart. We know you're speaking to us. And we say, Lord, we repent because we want to do it your way. Because we know if we don't do it the Bible way, hallelujah, can't be done. And we're not pleasing in your sight. And Lord Jesus, we want to be pleasing in your sight. Hallelujah, we want to do your will and your way. We want to be a witness for you, Lord Jesus, but we don't want to be contaminated when we go out to witness to your people. Lord Jesus, we want to be holy. We want to be sanctified. Hallelujah, we want to have love in our hearts for mankind. Hallelujah, we thank you that you have put us into your spiritual family. Hallelujah. We never knew about a spiritual family when we was in the world. All we knew was our family, our immediate family, Lord. If we were married, the children, the grandchildren, Lord Jesus, and our mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles. But you came in and you said you're going to give us a new family, a spiritual family. And the head of that family is you, Jesus Christ. And we thank you that you have set us in heavenly places. Hallelujah. And we thank you and we praise you from the bottom of our heart. Lord Jesus, we just ask you this morning to strip out everything that's not like you. Hallelujah. To take us to the word. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that we may put more word in our hearts, in our minds, in our thought patterns, and we may walk thereby in. Because you said on that road you're with us. You lead and guide us because your road is a straight road. Your road is to see you in heaven. Your road is to bring heaven on this earth for your people, for all souls you say are yours. And you want to save each and every one. You want them to hear the unadulterated gospel. You want them to turn and ask us, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for giving us the strength to go out, Lord Jesus, and be your witness wherever we go. Hallelujah, Lord. Put the words in our mouth. Put the words in our hearts. Put the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering in our hearts, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you this morning. We just praise you for this opportunity that you have gave New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection, and our founding host, Evangelist Bernard. You gave her early Sunday morning prayer, and it's an honor and a privilege that you will wake us up to come and lay our requests at your feet before we go to our different assemblies, Lord Jesus. And oh, it's a blessing that we are able to call on your name and tell you, Lord Jesus, what we stand in need of, which you already know, but you just want to hear it from us. We praise you and we love you and we just give you all the glory and we just give you all the praise because without you we can do nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. Hallelujah. Without you, Lord Jesus, and we don't want to be in this earth and working and living and doing our daily chores as we do without you. We don't want to walk and get up in the morning and without you. We want to pray and seek your face without you. Everything we do, we want to ask approval, Lord Jesus. Help us to get up like we're going on our job. And if you have to have a badge, you got to wash up, you got to take a shower, you got to have that badge to get into any type of job you're going in. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, let us get up in the morning. Put it in us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, to seek your face early in the morning, every day. Hallelujah, to ask you, Lord, which way are you sending us this morning? What do you want us to do? What do you want us to say? What do you want us to respond to your kingdom? Oh, Lord Jesus, what road, what avenue? Because you know where you want us to go. Each and every one of us you have gave gifts and ministries to. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, as we went this week about the gift of the Holy Ghost or the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, we know that you have answered because you said you would promise it us. You brought us back from Genesis and 3:15, you said, I will bring y'all back. Hallelujah, bruise the serpent, heal, and we'll bring you back. And you took us 42 generations, but Lord, when you say something, your word shall come to pass. You say, write down the vision, for tarry, it shall come to pass, and we know that it shall. Hallelujah, because we're on this broadcast where it has come to pass with Evangelist Bernard. You gave her, I keep saying it because it's such a blessing, you gave her you gave her, Lord Jesus, this broadcast over 5 years ago, she said, or prior to that. But Lord, you said it shall come to pass. And 2 years ago, 2 years ago, the way you sat around that road and that crooked road, she never knew that you have called her to be a host and a founder of this broadcast, that you allow us to not only witness and speak and teach in the United States, but you have allowed us to witness all over the world, wherever Block Talk Radio go. And we thank you, and we love you, and we praise you, your holy name. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We lift you up. It's nothing but no good of our own, but it's all the good of yours, Jesus. And we thank you. We ask you to bless each and every one on this line this morning, each and every one in the archives, each and every one on Block Talk Radio, everywhere, all over the world, Asia, wherever this broadcast goes. Lord Jesus, we don't take this lightly. And we thank you for giving us the strength, the understanding, and the courage. Hallelujah, just to call you, because without faith, we can't please you. Without faith, we can't do anything. And we ask you to take us from faith to faith. Hallelujah, that we may be pleasing in your sight. And we thank you this morning, and we give you the glory, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Lord God, we bless you today. Thank God for that prayer, Sister Ruby. We just bless the Lord. We thank God for each and every one of you all that have tuned in today. We pray that a word was spoken to encourage you. We pray that a word was spoken to strengthen you on this morning. Continue to lift up God. Continue to give him glory. Continue to give him praise. Be thankful. Tell somebody about his goodness. Tell somebody today that Jesus saves to the utmost. Amen. We appreciate your time. We thank God for those that are going back into the archives, even those that are listening live on the internet. We thank God for you this morning. We're looking to have a glorious time this week if the Lord spare our lives, and I believe he will. Amen. And we're looking to come back on this line at 1 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday and hear the spoken word of God through his vessels that he sent to proclaim his word. Amen. And we pray that each and every one of you all have a glorious and blessed day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Sister Ruby, you can close us on out. God bless you all.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give a shout out to Patriot Great in the chat room. Amen.
Bless your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Sister Earlene from New York, we thank you for coming up. Amen. Y'all have a blessed day. We're going to say, let the church say amen. I don't know. There's something in my spirit. Praise.
I want to introduce to you right now.
Hallelujah.
Your friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman, be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
oh,
say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word
say,
says.
amen. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Have a glorious day. In Jesus' name, God bless you. We love you.